إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد له مؤقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظون من أمر الله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوء فلا مرد له وما لهم من دونه من وال. Indeed, all praise and gratitude is to Allah. Glory be to Him. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness, guidance, and His mercy. We seek refuge in Allah from our bad deeds as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad insiders. Know then, one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one and only. Glory be to Him, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. So you got a double whammy. Oh, did I get the double whammy? 2 weeks on the trot, I think it's double punishment, actually. I assure you, I don't look forward to standing here giving khutbahs. It's so heavy and burdensome. May Allah SWT forgive me for all my mistakes. So, there's a couple of issues I have been wanting to mention for some time. And today, if I have time and the opportunity to do so. Firstly, the ayah, and I'm going to take a part of it. Allah SWT here is saying, for each there are angels on rotation. Mu'akibatin min bayna yaday, in front and behind, and I said that last time, meaning all around each person, angels. Yahfazuna min amrillah, they are protecting by the command of Allah, each one of us. We are so ungrateful, we don't realize how much we are protected from by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until He wills something to happen. And that is dunya. But gratitude is therefore necessary from us all the time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely Allah doesn't change a condition of a people until they change what is with themselves. And that is the key for us today. On this particular part of the ayah, I gave a few years ago 30 khutbas. 30 khutbas on this. They're still available. Alhamdulillah, and I pray to Allah, He accepts them and they had an impact. But I have to mention it again today because there are issues that we need to look at. You see, as we know, brothers and sisters, the essence of Islam is beyond iman and ibadah. Iman and ibadat are the very foundation. Its maqsad is to reform, to change. That's why Allah surely will not change the condition of a people until they change what is with themselves. And if change wasn't possible, there's no need for Allah to send Sharia down to us. Somebody says, he's an angry person or she's always an angry person. Well, that on the day of judgment, you're not going to say, Ya Allah, you made me an angry person. Anger can be controlled and changed, and therefore it's necessary. He has a habit of lying. She has a habit and he of swearing. So if I'm not going to make any effort to change it, you can't get away with comments like that. And I hear them all the time. I hear them all the time. These are excuses from shaitan that we make for ourselves because actually we are happy with the status quo because change requires effort, does it not, brothers and sisters? And we cannot be bothered making the effort. As an ummah, we can't. That's why we're in the state we're in. I tell you for sure, before you point the finger at others, remember how many are pointing back at us. That is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to change. And change and character was the very foundation of this deen. Character means how we behave with others. The environment actually. And the animals actually. And look how far we are away from that. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many times in the Quran, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فِي رَوْضَاتِ الْجَنَّاتِ Those who believe, who have faith, and آمَنُوا, unless the ibadah is mentioned in the same ayah separately, آمَنُوا includes our faith and ibadah. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ is how we behave. It is for those who believe and behave and are of good character that the paradise is being promised to. They are the exception because of the behavior. The Quran is replete with ayats that mention both brothers and sisters, do they not? That is the maqsad. That is the purpose. ولذلك من أجل ذلك قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الذي رواه مالك في المؤتة والبيهقي قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. Surely I have only been sent for this purpose, which is to perfect مكارم الأخلاق, the noble character, the good character. And في رواية صالح الأخلاق, which is reported in Ahmad, to perfect the righteous, the good character. That's what I've been sent for. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الذي رواه أحمد وأبو داود أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا. The mu'min, the believers who have completed their iman, who have complete iman, أحسنهم خلقا, are those who are best in their character and behavior. That's what iman's about, in other words. وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم. And the best of you are those who are best to their women. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About character. To the extent, وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الذي رواه البخاري ومسلم الإيمان بدء وستون أو بدء وسبعون شعبة أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها Iman has more than 60-70 branches, the highest of which is saying La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, with meaning. And the least of it, part of Iman, is to remove something harmful from the road. Harmful, rubbish, all kinds of things. The rubbish that we in our Muslim lands throw all over the place, isn't it? The rubbish that we in our Muslim countries throw all over the place. What happened to the hadith? What happened to the teachings? So, about chopping trees, about looking after the environment, so much stress in Islam. And we have in hadith in Muslim, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّ إِمْرَةً بَغِيًّا رَأَتْ كَلْبًا فِي يَوْمٍ حَارٍ يطيف ببئر قد أدلع لسانه من العطش فنزعت له بموكها فغفر لها. The Prophet ﷺ said, he said, a prostitute woman saw a dog. The Hanafiya and the Shafi'iyah we normally kick away, we don't want to go near. Saw a dog on a hot day panting with his tongue hanging out of thirst. So she lowered her shoe into the well to draw water for it and gave it water to drink. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of a dog. Here we go. One of the topics for today is already here.
Two of them. Blocking drivers.
Just announce it on there. I haven't got the energy to announce it.
SA11EED, black EQC 400 Mercedes, blocking a driveway. And OE71TWD, a white EQC 400, you're blocking a driveway. Can you please move them? Thank you.
And that's a dog. For a dog being given water, Jannah. وفي حديث الذي رواه البخاري ومسلم in Bukhari Muslim hadith قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أضبت امرأة بحرة. A woman was punished because of a cat. Because of a cat. Yeah. سجنتها حتى ماتت. She kept it captive until it died. She kept a cat. فدخلت فيها النار. And because of the cat, she enters the fire. This person, this woman. Yeah. لا هي أطعمتها ولا سقتها إذ حبستها ولا تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض. When she kept it captive, he never gave it food to eat and never gave it water to drink. Neither did she let it release the cat so it can get food for itself from the vermin of the earth. So, hellfire over a cat. So what do you think it's going to be like for human beings? And how we are with human beings, brothers and sisters, and their rights. What do you think? في حديث الذي رواه أحمد جاء أناس من الصحابة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا يا رسول الله فلانا تذكر بكثرة صلاتها وصيامها وزكاتها غير أنها تؤثي جيرانا غير أنها تؤثي جيرانها. So and so, this woman is well known for lots of salahs and lots of fasting and lots of giving in charity. However, she's also known as being nasty and harmful and causing any kind of harm to the neighbor. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هي في النار. She will be in the hellfire. ثم ذكر امرأة تذكر بقلة صلاتها وصيامها وزكاتها غير أنها. Yeah. This one is well known. Another woman is mentioned who's known for little of salah. This means extra salah, nawafil and sunnah. Yeah. And known for little of extra fasting from nawafil and Mondays. And she's known for little of doing that. And little of giving sadaqah. Except, لا تؤذي جيرانها. She didn't cause any harm to the neighbor. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم هي في الجنة. She'll be in the paradise. Neighbor, as scholars said 600 plus years ago, they said it in that time. Imagine the means of transport then. Imam Nawawi famously said, Sheikh Hassan mentioned it some time ago as well, 40 houses in every direction is your neighbor. In other words, your neighborhood. Yeah, and now with means of transport, this is our neighborhood, the whole of it. So, not caring about the rights of the neighborhood. Yeah, not caring. Prophet ﷺ said, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min, 3 times. By Allah, he or she is not a believer. He or she is not a believer, I swear by Allah. She is not a believer. قيل يا رسول الله من? Who is that person, يا رسول الله? Messenger of Allah. They thought he's going to come with some major sins. He said, الذي لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. The one whose neighbor is not safe from their harm. He uses this so strong. وقال في حديث الذي رواه في مسلم لا يدخل الجنة من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. That person will not enter paradise whose neighbor is in any way harmed by them. Harmed by them. Harm doesn't mean go and kill them, by the way. Any kind of distress or harm caused to the neighbor, trouble caused to the neighbor, is under this category. And we all know the famous hadith. We know these are hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث بخاري مسلم ما زال جبريل يوصيني بالجار حتى ظننت أنه سيورثه. Gabriel kept on giving me advice about the neighbor until I thought that he's going to give the neighbor inheritance. The neighbor is so important. So important. And look what we're doing. Last week, there were 6 cars blocking the drives. Yeah, this week, start again. And the announcements about, I know, brothers and sisters, it is not the 95% and it is the 5%. Yeah. And I say to the 5% with love, do not build sin upon sin, thinking my salah is more important than the kuffar neighbor. This is something wrong with your mentality and understanding of your deen. I guarantee you there's something wrong with your understanding. Don't think, oh, what does that imam know? His beard's not even long enough and he hasn't got a big turban on his head. He doesn't look like an imam. So why am I going to listen to him? Leave that between me and my creator. But I tell you, that kind of mentality is incorrect, totally incorrect. And we have, subhanAllah, say, oh, I'll only be going to be 10 minutes and it's my salah. Just I'm going to be 10 minutes. So I give myself the excuse to do what I do, which is to park and block somebody's drive. Or when some of the mosque volunteers who are trying to help to prevent you from committing sin, the kind of abuse they've had of swearing as you're walking into Jummah, right? Where do you get this from? It's not from Islam. I have no words. I'm flabbergasted what to say to such a person. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. If that was your mother living in one of those residences who needed an ambulance, and the Hindus in their mandir were around here and parked their cars outside your house and blocked your drive so the ambulance couldn't get in. Or the Jews or the Christians had done it. I don't know, forget that. If the Muslims from the mosque had blocked your drive and it was your mother who needed the ambulance, I don't then see how you would feel. How you would feel. Just think. It's about empathy and care of the other rather than me, me, me. Oh, I'm running late, so I've got to get my salah. Well, I'll tell you something. For running late, the Prophet ﷺ gave an advice which was to do with myself, the musalli themselves, not about others. For others, it is wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, that person is not a believer. That's how strong he was. For the one running late, Prophet ﷺ said, in hadith fi Bukhari or Muslim, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْإِقَامَةِ فَمْشُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّكِينَةُ وَالْوَقَارِ وَلَا تُسْرِعُوا فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَسَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. He said, when you hear the iqama, that's how late you are. In fact, it's talking especially to people who can hear the iqama and they're nearby. Then walk to the salah, meaning to the masjid. And go with calmness and dignity. And do not run. Do not run. وَلَا تُسْرِعُوا. Whatever you manage to catch of your salah, pray it. Whatever you miss of it, make it up. Or complete it. This is the dignity and character of a believer themselves. And here, notice, ulama then came with the idea, it's haram to run, or some majority said, it's makruh, at least dislike. Notice here, he didn't say, wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, that person is not a believer who rushes for their salah. Because it's not affecting the rights of others. Here, it is about your khushu that Prophet ﷺ is advising you. But when it comes to harming others, By Allah, you do not believe. I don't know what else I can say about the issue of parking and blocking people's drives, brothers and sisters. You know, there should be no announcement. Are we willing to change? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves. Because we're not. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لكم إنه الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الإخوة قال تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Surely Allah has ordered, commanded adl, justice. Justice. And I've talked about justice many times before. Wal ihsan. Ihsan is not just doing good. Ihsan is to do good beyond what is expected from justice. Ihsan is to go out of your way to prefer the other over yourself. And it covers your neighbors as well, by the way. That is ihsan. Yeah? Ihsan, somebody's bad to you, you're good to them. Ihsan is somebody's good to you, you're doubly good to them. 10 times more good to them. That's ihsan. Allah loves the muhsineen. And that is ihsan, brothers and sisters. But adl first. We don't even have adl, never mind ihsan. We think justice is just in the courts. And even then we bend the rules for ourselves when we go to court to give false witness and all sorts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. Indeed, we have sent down messengers with clear signs, and we sent down with them the book, the scripture, the sharia, the guidance, and the balance. Meaning for justice, so that human beings could stand for equity and justice. Part of the equity and justice that we think and we trivialize is the famous English phrase which says, first come, first served. What's that about? It's about justice. It means when you turn up to be served in any kind of place, a shop or a store, or an office to be served, first come, first served means make a just queue. Is that right? And you and I all know the concept of queue in Muslim world. I don't have to spell it out. Where do we get that from? Islam? Where did they get it from? No wonder it reminds me of the famous statement they say made by Muhammad Abduh, the famous Egyptian scholar who traveled to France and then went back to Egypt after, and he said, I traveled to a land and I saw no Muslims, but I saw Islam everywhere. Now I come back home to a land where there's Muslims everywhere and I can't see any Islam. That was in 1880. Have we changed since then, improved? And when we go to our Muslim countries and we object about the kind of queue that we see, you know what they say, don't you? He's from England. And that's not as a positive, it's a negative. Okay? Really, it should be the other way around. Before we go far, and I've seen it for some time now, and I wanted to mention it, what about the queue outside for the food after Jummah here? It reminds me of the same situation as I've seen in Muslim countries. It's us again, isn't it? It's us again. There isn't a single queue there, ever. It's one scrambling over the other, pushing and shoving into each other. You know, in Muslim countries, there's ulama talking about, and women with hijab on, oh, don't come near them, don't look at them, don't even say salam to them. We have that kind of attitude. And when they come to the queue, they're pushing and shoving into each other, men and women. I've seen it with my own eyes multitude of times. Yeah, where's the idea of coming so close to the men and women go then? Shoving and pushing into them, rubbing into them, actually. Because we can't understand this idea of justice, of first come. This is just, this, Listen, you may think these things are trivial, brothers and sisters. If we can't sort out our toilets, if we can't sort our neighbourly behaviour and our cues, you think we have a chance in ruling the world? We're in this state because we don't care. We don't want to change. And proof of that, I want to see in a few weeks, see if that, well, I'll see today if that cue changes today out there. Because it's not somebody coming from outside. It's not the Hindus worshipping thousands of idols who are coming and making that cue. Yeah? Or the atheists who are coming and making that cue. It's you here from here. Here's advice. And you know what? I've seen young children coming and being shoved and pushed in that queue. What do you think they're thinking? Now school holidays are coming and they're going to be watching, right? Is that the example you want to give them to behave like? Do they do that at school dinners in the queue, by the way? Right? But it's only in the mosque, it's all right. In the mosque, it's all right. We're all brothers, aren't we? And we get away with mashallah and inshallah. Here we go again. Everything's and actually, we don't even say mashallah. We say marshallah. I think the meaning we apply to it, might as well stick to mashallah. There's no R. There's no mashallah. It's mashallah. I have so many people from the subcontinent say mashallah. I thought, where is he talking? What is he talking about? Is he want marshmallows? It's mashallah, not marshallah, brothers and sisters. And also, it's not alhamdulillah. It's alhamdulillah. That's a side note. But mashallahs or mashallahs and inshallahs don't work. Yeah, because we use inshallah to mean I'm not going to do it, but I'll just say inshallah to make the person feel happy. That's what our meaning. Isn't it, brothers and sisters? Yeah, I'll see you then. Yeah, are you coming? Inshallah. She means, no, I'm not coming, but inshallah sounds good. Total inappropriate use of inshallah. Put that right first. All right? So inshallah, with the real inshallah meaning, we're going to have one cue there. Okay? I would say to you, brothers and sisters, if you can't wait, don't buy the food. Miss your lunch. Go to another shop or the supermarket. And see if you can make that kind of queue there and get served. Yeah, just go down the road to Greg's and see if you can make that queue there. See if they'll serve you there. Yeah? Go hungry if you can't. And say to Brother Amjad, either move it from there, get more to serve volunteers, and don't serve anybody until there is one single queue. Unless you do that, I guarantee you nothing's going to change. And I am not the secret and private police. Neither do I intend to be. Yeah? It is between you and Allah. I am teaching you what the principles of this deen are. I teach and remind myself. Yeah? Don't trivialize them. This is all part and parcel of our character. If we're not willing to change, nothing will change. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا إلى الصلاة أيها الإخوة.